Set. Welcome to the conceptual design meeting. The agenda. In the opening, I'll again be the secretary and make minutes, take minutes. And there will be three presentations just like the last meeting. So, who wants to start off? Technical designer again? Okay. Oh yeah, before we begin, I want to say I put the minutes of the second meeting in a shared folder. But they're still not quite okay. It's still some technical difficulties, so the first part of the minutes are very hard to read because there are two documents that were layered over each other.
Okay.
So, but from now on, I won't use my pen anymore. It'll be just ordinary keyboard.
Okay, when we talk about components design, it's really about material and really the stuff we build the remote controls of. Remote control consists of components, and the components of a remote control consist of properties and material. You have to choose these wisely, and it could affect a kind of growth in buying the remote controls. The components of a remote control are, of course, the case. The properties of the case, it has to be solid, a hard material like hard plastic, with soft rubber for falling, and it feels good in your hand. The buttons has to be solid too, and the material is soft rubber. I've got a email from the possibilities of real reaction. They're telling me that when we build a remote control of plastic or rubber, the buttons have to be rubber too. That's okay. When we use a rubber double curved case, we must use rubber push buttons too. The rubber double curved case is a three dimensional curve in the design, which is necessary when we want to be trendy. The energy source, I've got a lot of possibilities for that too. The basic battery, which I prefer because of its non-depending here you have to have hand kinetic energy also in this one, like in the watches, but a remote control can lie on the table for a day and then you push a button, and so you don't have to walk with it all the time. Solar cells are also a bit weird for remote controls. Also the case material, I think the plastic is the best with rubber, because wood or titanium would also be a bit weird.
Titanium is probably trendy.
That's true, I guess. Yeah.
Or maybe a little bit expensive.
They don't tell anything about the cost of titanium. The chipset and the board is all off the shelf. Also the speaker in the remote control when we want to retrieve it. The base station is also off the shelf. All the materials and components are just available in our factory. I've told about the three first points. The simple electronic chip is available with the LED transmitter. It's all off the shelf, and even the speaker and the wireless retriever are all available in our company. Another possibility I looked upon was the LCD displays. Could be something special to our remote control, and it's possible, but it only costs a bit more. But maybe it can be within the limits of 25 euros.
It's probably
not. Oh yeah. I've got an email with some examples, and these were the most trendiest one. You see covers, which can be...
What are those? Toothbrushes?
I don't know.
But it's actually kind of, well, it resembles the design.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, the cartoonish, elastic kind of design.
Yes, maybe we can bring a couple of types of maybe a kind of whole set of different remote controls. Maybe we can bring a whole line with a huge variety of house stuff, like. Maybe radios and television also in the same style.
Yeah, that'll be for the future, I guess.
Yes, because we have to
next time we're
we
here.
Have to we have to bring the logo and all the stuff back into it.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank
you.
Shall go to the next slide. I still don't have any information about the user requirements. I was thinking about just the basic functions, and I got.
Well, we decided on that last meeting.
Yeah, but then I don't know when there are new user requirements. Nothing?
No, we decided to use only basic functions.
Well, I have here a couple of basic functions I could think of.
Okay.
I don't know if there are maybe a little bit more, but...
Well, maybe we can think that later.
Yeah.
These are the ones you already summed up.
Yeah, I well, I pointed them out here, just to make it a little bit easier. Another function is, of course, we already discussed it on the site. I don't know what cost of it. No idea, but I was also looking for what you said. For I got an email about LCD in front of the remote control. I don't know if it's a good idea or maybe it's a little bit too much for 12 and a half. Production. If we got already something like a base.
A bit redundant also, maybe. I don't know what kind of.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just thinking about it and
yeah.
I got a pop up.
Maybe we can
meeting.
Bring tape decks to
the remote control.
Yeah,
a little bit.
They have light.
A little bit.
Big RC.
A little bit too big,
yeah,
I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the functions are not more to discuss, I think.
No.
It's just the basic things we already discussed, that the no VGR or that kind of, so that's very easy.
But you do mention the next and previous button.
Mm-hmm.
next
Well,
channel,
that's next
channel.
channel. I mean my next channel. Oh yeah, I got an email with with an remote control with a base, so it's just an idea. I think of the button sizes, and I'm not sure if they have to be big or just small.
But you're
I think it depends on the function.
Well, I'm not I'm the expert for user friendly, but not for trendiness. Maybe.
Well, if you say perhaps tiny buttons aren't user friendly, then we wouldn't implement that, of course.
Well, okay, that's our point. Okay. Yeah, I have nothing to.
No, that's right.
When we only use basic functions, we have the possibility to make the buttons larger.
With a little
yeah.
bit larger, yeah. I thought so, but maybe with the.
Well, I think we already agreed upon the fact that the skip buttons and the volume buttons, those two.
Yeah, they're
they
grouped.
Have to be large.
Large?
I mean the two basic buttons, you know, to skip channels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To, I think, I don't know why, but I think that is.
That's most used buttons.
It, you know, it puts an extra accent on the simplicity of
yes.
our remotes to make
yeah.
these two most basic functions extra big.
Those are probably the four most used buttons on the
remote. You want to accentuate that. You know?
Sorry?
It's from your research.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. That was all personal preference I didn't have. I didn't have any time left, so.
You don't care. No.
Let's have it.
Yeah. Oh great. Well, I've done some research again about trends on the internet. I've done some investigation and I got some information from fashion watchers from Paris and Milan. Some findings. The most important thing is the fancy look and feel of the remote control. Well, we were going to imply that, so that's nice. The second important thing is innovative technology in the RC. Our market really likes that. And the third point there in this order of importance, the third point is a high ease of use. And for the idea, I've put some trends for the market for elderly people, dark colors, simple recognizable shapes. So we probably won't do that. The younger market likes the themes of this year are surprisingly fruits and vegetables and spongy material. I found this image, which is it symbolizes the idea of fruits and vegetables. I don't see the spongy part in it, but with a little bit of fantasy.
Maybe then we have to do something with SpongeBob.
Exactly.
I got some ideas. Pictures isn't really a good word, but some symbols of fruits or vegetables, maybe. Catchy colors. Fruit is yellow, green, red, whatever. So
does
remote controls in catchy colors. No, we don't want dark colors.
No, the dark colors.
No, I just put them there to for a general idea.
Okay.
And the docking stuff, I think a spongy material is very irritating for the remote control itself. But to implement some spongy thing, maybe we can do it in the docking station, at the bottom of the docking station or whatever.
And we could bring one line with a dark color to how do you say?
For diversity.
Yeah, also a bit for elderly people who are a little bit crazy and want maybe want a little younger design, but still the dark color. I mean, it reaches a different market, but it doesn't cost really much effort to bring like a black RC on the market or whatever. Yes.
But how do we use fruits and vegetables in Christ's sake with remote?
No,
yeah, there's always
resembles a piece of fruit.
Well, there's always empty space, of course, on a remote control. I mean, I think this part of the RC,
I don't think you have to do it.
The upper part or whatever is not used with buttons, I guess. So you can put some fruity things.
But it doesn't have to remind you, you know, like explicitly of a specific piece of fruit, but just, you know, like the round curves and so. I think
especially
it already resembles something like a pear to me or something.
Yeah, exactly. If we make it a little bit greenish.
You get the idea, the fruity kind of round.
And we could use one of these for the. What is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever.
Don't we need a creative artist or something like that to make
of course,
it feel a vegetable or a fruit?
We have very big.
We can produce multiple things. This is then the. Beer. I don't know the English word, so forget it. And maybe a banana is not easy for remote control, but
we can't make all 10 designs. We have to make one design.
No, but I think it's
maybe two or
what we were up to.
It
doesn't have to resemble what I already said, a specific piece of fruit, but just a fruity thing going on.
But that's great, and what I was saying,
like
catchy colors.
Yeah, I do like the idea of making a catchy color design, and I think a dark color would be nice too.
Yeah.
Pictures of fruit.
Maybe it's too much.
But
yeah,
not
with pictures was a bad word, but
the firm colors, our own.
Okay,
but
colors
have to be
yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow, a real reaction. Actually, to put a logo on top.
Yeah,
I don't
sure.
think our
yeah.
company colors are fashionable.
Maybe we can, if we got our docking station over here, I can draw with this thing, but I'll try. If this is our docking station, we can make our logo over here. It doesn't work. And then.
Yeah, in the button then? With a strawberry on top.
Yeah, on the bottom of the
button. Button over here or whatever, I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
On the front, of course, because else you can't find it. Well. That were my ideas a little bit. I'll close them down. Go away.
Okay, can you open the conceptual design?
Conceptual design, yes.
See what was on the agenda.
The agenda.
This is on the road. Because maybe we can start with the technical functions, but I don't think is there, do we want to use an LCD display, for example.
Well, it's nice,
of course,
but I don't know what to display on it.
Maybe we can make a TV guide on it for the channel you're on.
Yeah, but it should be like this big, and I don't think
we should do it.
A TV channel with four programs. You can zap through them with the page up, page down button.
Yeah, sure, but it has to show an entire title of the program, or at least a quite large part of it, and then you get a very large LCD screen.
No, on mobile phone you can read text also, so why not on your remote?
Yeah, but I think it's a bit redundant, and it's also not. I don't even think it looks nice.
Well, what
do
you
display
on?
Program
information.
A lot of TVs indeed show when you
you're already
set
watching
to
the
TV,
you're not going to watch your remote control.
Yes, but you also want to know what's next.
But then we also need to bring out a line of TVs, which we were planning to, but whatever. Because the TV has to send information back to the RC.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's
yes,
possible.
That's really possible.
Yes, yes, of course it's possible, but you've got to implement it in the TVs, and I don't think everyone's going to buy a real reaction TV within a month after the release of our remote.
I really don't say if you want to make your job more exciting, but I really don't think it's a good thing, because it also doesn't stroke with we wanted the when we talk about the materials, it's a good idea to use these plastic materials with soft rubber stuff on it. It was our idea, you know, to give it a more sturdy look and it
yeah.
like you can throw with it. But I don't think an LCD display fits in that image, you know, it's like more vulnerable and
that's
nothing really, you know.
It breaks, yeah, it's not very solid. It's
you could make it, but it's just, it doesn't, I don't think it's coherent with the design we're after. Well, this is my opinion. Well, you can vote for it. You want the LCD display.
Yeah.
I don't want to, and he doesn't, so it's up to him. Now, I've read somewhere that I've got some kind of veto right. So I can also.
Bastard.
You can skip the.
I don't know.
We're not even sure what information we want this
point.
No,
that's right. And I also have to think about new functions, maybe buttons or something like that to control that kind of LCD or something. Or
I
guess
you can use the buttons that are already on the remote control.
And how
for double function.
Like
and you
and
push
on
the
second channel, what does it show me?
The title and the information about the program.
About
the program. What he said was right about the televisions. They have to be customized.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
But
no.
Maybe in the future it
yeah.
will be a giant hit, and maybe you are the first.
I've seen it before. You know, like the bigger universal remotes, they have LCD displays, but then it's very functional to indicate what device you are controlling. So that's what I've seen.
Yeah,
yes,
that's
you can put
a
little
yeah.
LCD display on it with lots of information.
But it just,
it
doesn't match with our whole basic concept.
But when you put a transparent plastic screen on top of it, it isn't vulnerable.
No, okay, that's maybe not the most important, but it's just.
It's a fashion.
When you put
so.
Maybe a color LCD screen on it, it's very special and very trendy. Who has a remote
it's
control?
That's not
the market.
Yeah, what do you have after the trendiness of LCD display?
Well, I think it's pretty trendy, to be honest. But I don't know if I'm coming back to the costs again, but I think we've got to build up a pretty cheap design to stay within our limits. And I think especially color LCD, which is indeed pretty trendy, but I don't think I think it will be too expensive.
I've got the email with the possibility. And LCD was a possibility for remote control. So why don't we use it?
Did it
we're
say a price also for monochrome LCD or colored LCD?
Yeah, if you want to be trendy, you have to be colored. Colored.
Yeah, really. If you
black and white or something or gray.
In 2004, you can't put something on the market which is monochrome. Really?
No, but it doesn't say anything about the color. But I also got the possibility to put a scroll button on it.
I'm sorry. You can't convince me. I don't know how much with you guys, but I don't really feel it. We already we're
it's the
bottom
maybe.
We already have
the base station
and gadget, and we want it has to be a simple design, which
we've got to find
one thing special,
and I think
not a whole package of specialty.
I don't see how the LCD display is going to add anything, you know, on a design level. I think it's
not.
Slicker to have no else. We want to,
but it's
simplicity. You have two big buttons, and you can do whatever you want
yes, but
with these two buttons.
Then
you don't need an LCD.
Are already on the market.
It doesn't fit in our philosophy behind the whole remote.
Yes, but when you want, you have something special.
And we already have the docking station, which is...
Yes,
we have
a picture of it from another company.
That's be the fast. No, but that's...
That's
our
special idea.
That's our...
Yes, it was already made. The remote control.
We're gonna develop our own...
Is that something? Was it...
Yes.
It wasn't just a prototype?
Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly. I've never seen it in a store.
We really have to cut this off. I mean, I know, I get the idea you really like it, you know, the LCD thing, but I think it's not a good idea. And we have already mentioned all the arguments. Do you guys agree? How do you guys think?
I don't know, it's too much.
I think it's a little too much, yeah.
Okay, we skip the LCD.
Okay.
I'm sorry, maybe you can do something here for your major. No place or make
it
happen in your basement.
And I will rule the world with it.
yeah.
So. Okay, but for the technical part, the material, I think it was a good idea to use the plastic and the rubber.
Yes, maybe a bit of cushioning.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but
the spongy.
Yeah, but
it
was already
spongy, yeah.
more after, you know, to give it the soft touch in your hands,
yeah.
And also, you know, like, yeah, this is. Airbag kind of thing.
Yes.
If
you drop it, the airbag comes out. Yeah.
No.
Maybe. But then we have to do that. Will not be too childish. To see.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good point, and that's why I like the dark color brick. You know.
Yeah.
Because it maybe the design. It's maybe it is a bit of.
But not black.
It's a bit 90s, maybe what we're up to.
And if it's fruit and vegetables, it has to be colorful.
That's true.
But
it has to be a little bit solid. It mustn't be too, you know, too overwhelming. When you put it
can you combine it or something with yellow and black?
Yeah, maybe so.
Maybe a bee.
What? Oh, a bee. Oh.
No, I don't like yellow and black. So, but it is our company color.
Yeah.
Blue.
Blue.
Blue. Blue.
Colors.
Yeah.
We have to do this.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't like
yellow.
Well, we can
as
I
but that's not really
draw really nicely over there. We can put the logo on our base station. And maybe very very tiny on the remote control itself, but
okay, but what are other technical things we have to discuss?
Fronts. We can have different fronts of the.
Should we do that? I don't think we should do that. Maybe just bring it out in different colors, but not after you can.
I guess that's not
afterwards. It's also too much. Because we want to spend more money on our remote control. I guess.
You can choose the customer, which color you want.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Just
so
bring more designs to the market.
More colors?
Okay, so are we through the technical part here?
Yes.
Okay. So we agreed upon,
it's a real young and dynamic style.
The materials you mentioned in your personal preferences were all quite okay.
Yes.
But
when
is it possible to use both the plastic and soft things and titanium as well?
Sure.
Makes it in a homogeneous design.
But you can throw with it. It will make a huge noise or break other stuff.
It will break other stuff
with
your plastic as well.
Nah.
You should
be harder. But also on the colors.
Okay, think of the possibility to make it completely titanium. Well, would it be more trendy, more chic?
I think titanium nowadays is way more often used than plastic.
Yes, but titanium remote control. When you're watching TV or your hands are a little bit sweaty and.
On the other hand, if you want to make fruity stuff.
But I really like the idea of the plastic and the big kind of thing, because then it's, you know, it fits in our philosophy to make it sturdy and simple and you know, like
sports and gaming.
When you make titanium, it becomes more like some kind of gadget you actually don't need. And when it's big and plastic, it's like some fun stuff you can always have around. It's always fun to have something big and plastic around.
Right?
That's difficult because that's different material, and then you gotta have like two material lines.
No, we can make it from the same kind of plastic.
Yeah, if it's just the color which you change, then I guess it's nice to have one of these.
Well, I do like the idea of maybe a titanium kind of type of body, and then with plastic coloration and around it. You know, like the soft stuff. But I don't know if it's possible. But you can make the plastic give the titanium look.
That's true.
Or make it just like shiny.
Yeah,
yeah,
true.
Maybe
like
should
maybe that's a good idea. But if you want to last longer, then 2 weeks from the
and
maybe.
Maybe we should we, I don't know if we should talk about how
In a lot of
that.
Other
I don't know what time
40 minutes.
In a lot of other product categories like even in bags industry. They began with the typical leather bags, but then they became stylish with all sorts of colors.
Yeah.
Kind of fun fronts.
Okay.
Like we can use on the telephone. And like Eastpak began a revolution with all these kind of bags and colors. And
in different colors.
Yes, and styles.
Yeah.
They have also on it.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. It's a possibility. But let's think
yeah,
about the base.
We can always use the same design for a greater resemblance, but with new, with new colors,
new prints on it. Yeah.
But our basic idea. I mean, we're probably gonna have like two type of materials, like the plastic enclosure and then the pads that surround it, and lights, for instance, carpet lights too. But are we going to give it a two-tone color look, like the plastic mold is in one color and the cushion pads around it are in another color? Is that the idea? Is that a good idea?
How do you mean the rubber?
How many colors are we gonna? We're only 5 minutes left.
Yes.
How many colors are we going to give it? Like two-tone color?
Yeah.
There are three components. Like you have the buttons, the case.
I think maybe the case itself should be in one color, and then the rubber of the buttons and the cushions as well should be in another.
Or you just make one color, maybe with a kind of like a big wave or something like.
Okay, but not more than
another color.
Yeah.
Not more than two colors.
No.
I think.
No, definitely not.
Maybe we should talk about it in
yes,
the
or when you use the buttons as black, you can use two colors as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we have to think of some other important thing. The functionality. So
the
buttons.
Yeah, I was thinking about do we still want the joystick idea?
No.
No, I think that's too vulnerable.
Yeah.
I think this is okay. So we have basic with the numbers. We have the power button. We have with teletext button,
and
maybe want to access a menu or something.
Yeah, but
most
that's
a menu.
I was thinking that's got to be on the television.
Yeah, but I think I really need a menu button. It's just the only
well,
button.
What
only
kind of menu?
You know,
isn't that different from the television?
No, I think most TVs have
a
menu nowadays to access the screen settings.
Yeah, I think it's okay to add a menu button.
But that covers
all
the other settings. It covers everything then.
But then you have to put up and down and left.
Yeah,
you can
put that on the 2, 8, 4, and 6.
And you can also use the normal skip buttons for that. In that way, we have like only the numbers, the power button, skip and volume, and then
mute,
and
teletext. And
teletext
and
a menu, and then
and
that's
it.
That's all we need.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh, about the design of the docking station, something important that is we should remind us of the remote itself, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
In one
color. Are we gonna do something with the spongy thing there?
I think the spongy thing already comes forward in the cushions, pads, and
yeah,
on the side.
That's
when we make it spongy, the fruity thing is just the shape should be fruity. I think this is kind of fruity, you know, just round shapes with a.
Yeah, it's kind of fruity, and with catchy colors.
We really have to think. I think colors is very important because it has to be flashy, but it doesn't have to be annoying. That when you're, you know, some things is just over the top, and when you have
a
table for more than 2 weeks, it just gets annoying because it's so big and flashy. It has to be some level of subtlety, but we have to still have to think of how we manage to get to that.
I guess so.
But I think also we just so we have to do something with color, but also I think we have to keep the dark color thing in mind. I think that adds to the too much color, maybe.
Too much color when you got it in the living room, it's
but
too much, maybe.
Design experts. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think the meeting will be over within a minute. So
something
we will wrap
that up.
Or is there anything we'd like to discuss?
I guess not. Do you guys?
No.
Okay. Well, you all read the minutes you can find them in the probably. Yeah, well, no, for sure, because I'm well now typing out.
Are we going to be now?
You'll see in your email.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. And the other thing is that you don't have kind of prototype or something like that. You see a kind of prototype, you can.
I will make one more in the next 20 minutes.
Yeah. Construct one, yeah.
With
your laptop.
Toilet paper.
Alright, shall we get back to work?
Yeah.
Great.
I was waiting for you.
Yeah.